Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Welcome to The Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has ripped his last seven rolls at the 90.
Welcome, rodeo fans, to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Man, we are kicking off a Tuesday just outside Tulsa, Oklahoma, as we get ready and locked down for the Built for Tough Series PBR coming back to town. Man, I can't wait. It's going to be a great weekend, folks, and we are going to be there. We're going to be giving you some updates. We'll have some interviews from some of the top riders there. Oh, cannot wait. It's going to be so exciting. And hopefully you guys will stay tuned to Making 8 Rodeo Network and our good friends at KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. And, you know, so cool to be able to have the opportunity to be there at the Cowboy Capital and bring our rodeo coverage to the fans there. But man, I got to tell you, we've got a great guest that hopefully we'll get back on our show today. Now, I know yesterday Jory Marcus was supposed to call in. Hey, things happen. Phones get broke, go haywire. That's what happens out here on the rodeo trail, my friend. But we hope to have him back here once again today. We're going to try a second attempt at getting him over here. So hopefully you guys just stand by. We'll see how it goes. Before we do, you know, yesterday we talked about the hot topic, came out in the news. You know, what a mess this is doing. If you guys have watched the social media, or if you haven't, good, because this thing has caused a tornado. Apparently over the weekend, rodeo was being held at the Missouri State Fair, and from what I understand, was a fantastic rodeo, but it got covered up. It got national attention, but not in a positive light. And you know, folks, that bothers me. That really concerns me. Why? Why, you know, why? I just don't get it. I don't understand why people have to use so many negative things out there. You know, Barrel Man made a joke, and it's not the first time this has happened, folks. They've used just about every president that has come down the wire since we were rodeoing, you know, in their acts. Barrel Men do that. Announcers interact with them. It's what happened, you know. But apparently, I mean, it has ruffled so many feathers. I saw in the social media networks how people were posting some of the best Hall of Fame Barrel Men in rodeo were doing the exact same thing. Now, I don't know if the jokes were the exact same way. It's not for me to decide whether that was appropriate or inappropriate, the material that was used. I heard the crowd laughing. Felt like the majority may have been entertained. I don't know. I wasn't there firsthand. But it's just so discouraging to see. You know, we were there earlier this year in Decatur, Texas, for the PBR Touring Pro event. What kind of spotlight? Was J.W. Hart on the Today Show talking about what he did with the Wounded Warriors Project and how many homes that they've helped raise in support of that? No. But yet, a barrel man gets national media attention for bringing out that. I don't get it, folks. I don't understand it. I'm happy to take your calls on it, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to voice your opinion, if you're tuning in live right now, feel free to give us a call. We're also on Twitter, so you can send us a message there. You know, we'll be happy to take your opinions on it. Just remember, they're your opinion. Just like maybe it was his opinion out there in the rodeo arena. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to agree with it, you know, but it just concerns me that the positive stuff that we do in this sport goes unnoticed. You know, how people can take, you know, the American, the Patriot. You know, I heard in Springdale, Arkansas, I watched Bob Tallman or Boyd Paul Hamus bring out, you know, the troops and show his dedication. It's that kind of stuff that needs the exposure, you know. That's the kind of stuff that needs the national recognition, because that's how we live day in and day out. That's rodeo, my friends. So, you know, it just concerns me, it bothers me that the media out there, the public media, the ones that are obviously larger than us here at Making A Rodeo Network, gets the opportunity to produce that kind of stuff. And we work so hard to produce what's really a rodeo is all about, you know. I don't know. You tell me what you think about it, folks. 646-915-9940. We do hope to have a guest call into the show today, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. We'll have to see how it all goes. But I'm telling you, it is a PBR Built for Tough Series week, and we are talking about the best names in the business right down the road here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, folks. Make sure you guys get it turned up, get it tuned in. I am ready for the PBR to be back in town. We've got the live event center. We'll be covering it. We'll have it on the CBS Sports Network, be able to watch it. And I know so many of our fans are interested and excited about having the PBR back in action. You know, the second half of the season, I think, is going to be a great one. Lots of changes have been happening over the summer. A lot of guys have been riding so hard. And, you know, I personally saw Douglas Duncan in Paris, Texas, and had a chance to talk with him. You know, he went down to Brazil for a while and was riding with a lot of those guys down there. I'm going to tell you, I think Douglas Duncan's going to make a huge run when he comes back the second half of this season. He's healthy. I just can't wait to see what's going to happen this weekend here in Tulsa, folks. I do. I think it's going to be a great one. And hopefully you guys will be tuned in and following along with us here. We'll see how it goes. But really, man, it is going to be a great one. So make sure you guys stay tuned and keep it locked down right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. We're working on some great guests here later on in the week as well. So we're going to be bringing you some cool features here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Going to kick back and play some songs, and we're going to do it right now. We're going to take a short break here, folks. When we come back, some more rodeo topics. Like I said, we want to talk about this Missouri issue. We want to know what you guys think about it, how you truly feel. Hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And you know what? We're going to take any side you want to bring right here on the Making A Rodeo Network, 646-915-9940. I think it's time we all make a stand and stand up for what we believe in. Time to not, you know, take the political side anymore. We've got to be a voice, and we will open the door for you right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. So 646-915-9940. Be back with more on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakeAn8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all, with offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event, whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics, or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Nothing to do, and no place in mind. Well, she said, I'm asking you. I said, call your people, and I'll call mine. I know a place not too far, and it's worth the drive. I said, it's worth the drive. But don't worry about time. We can stay up all night. We're going. Down. It's so hard to recall, yeah, all those nights. A bottle after bottle, cause I'm still alive. I said I'm glad to be alive, you're sure looking fine. The water feels just right. We're going to the party on the river. You won't find another place. Smokers, they come from all over. It's time to make my show up on
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, right here with the Making A Rodeo Network. And, you know, like I said, we're sitting here, you know, hopefully going to be able to have our guests call in. But, you know, one of the big topics, you know, and we're gonna talk about it here today because I don't want this to linger on, you know, but I think it's something that we should talk about. And, you know, we're in a media outlet. We are a media outlet, and we want to hear your voice. We want you as rodeo fans to voice how you feel about this, how watching that on the Today Show and watching one man's opinion of that particular act overshadowed the fact that it was a good rodeo. And, you know, there's so many positive things that happen in this sport, in this life that we live as rodeo contestants, rodeo fans, that never get noticed. And, it really is. It's bothering me. So we want to give you the opportunity to sit back and talk about it. 646-915-9940. You know, we will take your calls. We will try to get as much as we can on here. And we want to hear what you think about it. So like I said, folks, getting on, we're going to continue to keep talking about some other things that are going on. Obviously, the PRCA. It's got some big things. But, you know, one of the things that broke out this past weekend, big news, the PBR superstar Luke Snyder has decided that 2013 season will be his final as well. And, you know, I mean, I hate it because I'd love to see Luke Snyder as a world champion. But at the same time, I respect his decision to go out when he feels like it's time. And he is ready to move past and start a family. And, you know, I give him so much credit. Man, I love talking with Luke Snyder. Really look forward to seeing him here in Tulsa this weekend. He and Brendan Clark are best friends. And, you know, Brendan decided earlier that this would be his final season as well. I can guarantee that those guys both are not going to be too far from the PBR. I truly believe that those guys will still be affiliated in some way. They are such great representatives for the sport and for what we do, you know, what the PBR does and what they do as bull riders. So, you know, Luke Snyder is he's a Hall of Famer in my book. And I am certain that when the time comes, he will be inducted into the Ring of Honor with PBR. He is truly a great guy. We saw him win the last Cowboy Standing a couple years ago, and, man, what a great, great guy. So I just, you know, I don't want to let some of the other things that are going on in the news of rodeo or in the world of rodeo overshadow some of the great things that we've seen. And unfortunately, I mean, it is a sad news. It really is. It's a bit of sad news, but hey, you know, Luke Snyder's doing what he feels is best for his family, and we all respect that. You know, so we're going to see how it goes, and I want to wish him the best of luck here this second half of the season. Would love to see him go out at the very top. I really would. I think it would be great to watch. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of young guys that are coming in, and I think that Luke has just kind of seen that, you know, priorities. You know what I mean? And when when it feels, and I've talked to many of the top PBR bull riders and not just bull riders, but rodeo athletes. And, you know, when it doesn't, when you lose that passion, when you lose that desire to get up and that excitement, I guess, to get up, sure, getting on bulls is a great thing. And winning money is even better, you know, to be able to do it for a living. But at the same time, you know, it's just great to, you know, when you feel like, okay, you know, I feel like I'm more obligated to, then maybe it is time, you know, and I'm not saying Luke feels that way. I just know that a lot of guys have gotten to that point in their careers, you know, And I'm just glad that, you know, he's choosing to go out without an injury that is preventing him from being there, because that heartache, that ache is so bad. And I can tell you firsthand, because I hung up my bull rope after a accident, you know, which prevented me from continuing the ride. So, you know, I wish Luke the best, and I know he's got a great family that he's starting, and man, it's going to be great to see what he can still do with PBR. I promise you, fans, he's not going away. They will still utilize him because he is such a valuable asset with PBR, and look forward to seeing what he and Brendan can both do. I think they should start up a weekly segment that maybe will air, you know, where those guys are together. Man, when you put those two guys in the same room, it can get interesting. So, most definitely, guys, make sure you guys wish Luke Snyder, when you see him out at the Built Ford Tough Series events the remainder of the season, make sure you guys wish him well. And tell him how much you support him, you know. I think we here at the Making 8 Radio Network are always going to continue to support Luke Snyder. Great guy. I'm actually kind of surprised with as much chatter was going on in the social media network that nobody's willing to get up and actually speak their voice about it. It's an interesting deal, you know. We've created a media outlet for these folks to call in and actually voice their opinion. We want to be heard, you know. But it's one thing to sit back and post your remarks and view your opinions, and it's another to actually get up and stand behind it and voice your opinion. I don't know. 646-915-9940. That's the number to call. We'll be happy to take it and hear what you have to say about it. Like I said, you know, whether it was right or wrong, you know, I just think that it overshadowed the fact that it took away a lot of the good rodeo that was there. And it seems like anymore that's what media, the rural, I don't even know how you say it, the city media folks, we'll go with that. You know, I think that's what their intentions are anymore, is to overshadow any good that comes out of anything anymore and continue to bring you the drama, you know, the days of our lives. If you want to watch soap operas, wait till after the news and catch it there. I don't need it running 24/7, you know. I mean, that's just my opinion on it. But, I mean, if you're gonna do it right. Promote the positive things that happen out there, you know. Promote the things that are truly meaningful and make a difference in this sport. You know, I think that's truly important. And I think that everybody should have an opportunity to voice their opinion. So, like I said, we're going to continue to give you an opportunity, 646-915-9940. I wasn't planning on this going far. You know, we had just caught it yesterday morning. I figured I'd make a little note about it and talk about it yesterday during our show. And then, man, it has just blown up in the last 24 hours. I mean, like I said, the social media networks have just gone ballistic. Websites, you know, other rodeo associations are, you know, making all kinds of disclaimers out there, you know, and kind of throwing this association and this barrel man under the bus, you know. And I don't know if that was necessarily the right thing to do. It's not my decision any way you look at it. So, I mean, that's something that we're completely out of. But, you know, I just know that it's not the first time that this has been known either, folks. I can guarantee it. Now, I don't have experience as a barrel man. I know that if I was going to be in a barrel, one of the things that I would not do is bring politics and religion into my acts, because I don't want to be offensive out there. And unfortunately, when you do express your own opinion, sometimes you may offend the people, you know. But I can guarantee, I've learned from this show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, that it doesn't matter what you do. Some people are never going to be happy, and they're going to voice their opinions just as much, you know. And that's just the way of the business, you know. Sometimes we voice our opinions and other people don't care for it, and I apologize for that. But, hey, our opinions are our opinions. You know, I just think that, you know, I think that if you're gonna post something out there and you know, stand behind your decision, you know, and be a voice about it. We give you a platform to do that. We give you the door to open up. So give us a call, 646-915-9940. Fans, we're gonna take another break, and when we come back, It's more rodeo action right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the lane. Getting down hard, that's why I came.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words. Cowboy up. KWBY.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Makin8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Makin8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting, all the nights you spend alone. And I could sure use your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long. Out west to Salinas, California, and watch Ross Hill win a rodeo. Watch old Ross win a rodeo.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. And, you know, that was, of course, our good friend Matt the Cat Thompson. Earlier, we actually heard a great song, Party on the River by Callahan Divide. If you guys have not heard them, you need to go check it out. Of course, that is courtesy to our good friends down there, KWBY, who play their music so much. And, you know, you just can't help but listen to it. Of course, we've got the live stream of KWBY on making8rodeo.com. So you can always go over there, check them out. And, man, I'm telling you, it's what gets me through the day. I guarantee it. That and coffee. I can't help but I can't get enough of it. So, yeah, definitely go check them out. Go check out the live stream, you know, there on making8rodeo.com as well. Now, we're going to be featuring some great deals coming up this week. Lots of rodeo coverage, lots of bull riding coverage, especially with PBR here in Tulsa. We just got our approval for our media credentials, and we look forward to being there with the PBR and covering their events. You know, I mean, you know, we want to bring you fans and get you fans just as excited as we are about the sport and about what happens out here, following along with your favorite guys. This is truly a rough sport, you know. And, you know, like I said, going back to the whole situation there in Missouri, you know, sometimes you got to make light of things, and you can't take things too seriously because, you know, when it comes down to it, what we were watching that arena was not a barrel man. It was some great bull riding action. That's, you know, truly a life or death situation. I know that firsthand because it almost happened, you know? So it's just one of those deals that, you know, I think that we should take it as it is. We're getting some callers on the line, and I definitely want to go down and see if they're interested in talking. If you are, make sure to push one on your phone so we know you want to connect with us, and we'll be happy to take your calls. And, you know, like I said, they're all opinions here, and we want to hear them all here on the Makin' 8 Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I mean, that's what it's all about, folks, being able to share your thoughts and your feelings about the sport. And, you know, we want to hear what was being said, you know, and like I said, I listened to it. I don't know that I found everything funny, but I think that there were some funny parts in that whole situation that went on between the barrel man and the announcer out there. And like I said, folks, this is not the first time anything like this has ever happened. Barrel men have been using the president and making light of it. And, you know, the problem of it is every night we see Jay Leno. We see all of these guys on the night shows, you know, covering it. We see Saturday Night Live. We see you see comedy everywhere, and those guys are making fun of these presidents and voicing their opinion. So why is this one being brought out? Why is it being brought out at a rodeo? You know what I mean? So what? You know, we hear Larry the Cable Guy, you know, talking about these presidents all the time. It's just what happens, you know. It's not disrespect to the position, and I don't think it's even really disrespect towards the person. It's somebody making light of a rough situation, and these are obviously hard times. Everybody casts blame, you know, but when you're the president of the United States, you kind of accept that responsibility, too. You know it's coming, you know. But for media outlets like the Today Show to bring up and only shed light on those things, like I said, that bothers me. That really does. I just, you know, I would rather see and know that, you know, that they're out there promoting the positive things like what J.W. Hart and the committee did down in Decatur, Texas for the J.W. Hart Challenge earlier this year with the Wounded Warriors. You know, that, my friends, is what media should be out covering. That is where the Today Show should be. You know, if you're gonna expose rodeo in a negative light, you better make sure that you do it all the way around and show the true positive thing. And like I said, that was one man's opinion that I think got brought out that was just entirely wrong. So we definitely want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. We've got about 25 minutes or so left in the show. Hey, we're going to kick off a little bit more music here. I got to play a few of my friends here. Casey Donahue, who's a big supporter of the Making It Radio Network. So let's take it down and play a little music. We'll be right back after this.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the nightfall, my first leather night. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm tore up, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall, my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather night. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Folks, we got less than 20 minutes left. Take your call, 646-915-9940. You know, like I said, it's easy for you to voice your opinions on your own personal page and all, but how much do you really believe in it? How much do you believe in it if you're not willing to stand out and actually voice it? You know, I see it so much out there, and it does. That frustrates me as well. If you don't believe in something, why post it? You know, why share it with your friends? Because to me, I don't think you're as sincere as you state you are. I mean, I'll probably stir in the pot, but, you know, shoot, I mean, it is what it is. If you think that, what has happened with this situation is wrong, we want to hear about it. If you think it was handled properly, we want to hear about it, you know? But don't suggest something out there and then turn around and say, oh, well, you know, it's another media outlet, but this is a chance for you to actually speak your mind. Today's show is not going to take your calls, you know, but here at the Making 8 Radio Network, we will. So, 646-915-9940. I'll take it. You know, we'll sit back and discuss it. Here's your chance. So, don't sit back with your hands on your pocket, you know, I think that if, times like this are when we really need to stand out and say, you know what, enough is enough. And like I said, it's just discouraging to sit back and watch. I've seen it for the last 24 hours. I've seen people get very excited and, you know, it gets emotional. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, media outlets like the Today Show have done some serious harm to the life that we live as in rodeo by bringing to light something that one person found offensive, you know? I mean, really. And all he was doing was voicing his opinion by recording it and then talked about how distasteful it was, and everybody else fed off that. You feed off that. Well, you know what? I say feed off the positive. Don't feed off that negative. Just my thought. I mean, take it for what it is, but hey, I just think that, you know, we spend so much time reading and interpreting what's out there because that's all we have. That's all the media feeds us, is the negative. But we have the choice to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to ignore that situation. I'm going to feed off positive things that are happening, like the Guilford Cup being right here in Tulsa and kicking back their season, you know? I mean, that is a pretty positive thing in my book, folks. We get to see the top 40 bull riders against the top 40 bulls, and we get to watch it all weekend long, Friday and Saturday night, you know? I'm fired up about it. And that kind of stuff is the stuff that needs to be out there. Anyhow, like I said, I wanted to give you an opportunity today. If we don't have the callers, hey, we don't have the callers. But I just say, don't speak your mind unless you're willing to turn around and back it up. And we give you an outlet to do that. It is what it is. So, anyway, 646-915-9940 is the number to call. Apparently, we're missing out on our opportunity to sit back with Jory once again, but that's all right, because we're going to get into a lot of PBR coverage this week. We're going to work on having some more guests line up, and hopefully we will get some guys on our show to talk about what it's like to be heading back to Tulsa, getting back in the swing of things with the Built For Tough series, and looking forward to the second half of the season. So, guys, make sure to get on board and get ready to go. It's going to be a fun one. And I myself am looking forward to this weekend as we are here just outside of Tulsa. You know, we were supposed to go home last weekend. Of course, then again, we weren't even supposed to be on the road last weekend either. But, hey, the nature of the business, folks, when you get out there on the rodeo trail, you never know where you're going to end up. We started off in Kansas, worked our way down to Ponca City, Oklahoma, and we said, hey, Tulsa's on our way home, so we'll just stop off there for the week, cover that event for the weekend, and we may not go home yet. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Now, I think the missus will be pretty upset if I'm not home next weekend. But, hey, we will work and see what we can do. I'm actually sitting here with, I've got our TV monitors on, and we're watching the PBR Built for Tough commercial going on right now. Oh, I love it. Gets me fired up. Cannot wait to see what's going to happen this Friday, folks, as they are gonna go lights out. It is going to be good, and hopefully you guys will stay tuned to our lunch hour radio shows. And we're going to bring you some rodeo reports on Sunday. We'll have an opportunity to air some interviews and some highlights from the round. We want you guys to make sure that you are tuned in as we are going to wrap up from Tulsa. And we're going to bring you the coverage. We are going to get it done here this weekend with the Built for Tough series and the Professional Bull Riders. And if you guys want to make sure that you guys can get out and watch one of these events, hey, like I said, this is Luke Snyder, Brendan Clark's last season. This is your last chance to really get out and watch these guys compete on the Built for Tough series level. You don't want to miss a chance to see two legends right there alone, despite all the other activities that are going on with some of the best, like Joey Marcus and Chase Outlaw. These guys have been running real strong, and they've been doing real well this summer as well. So definitely want to get a chance. Go check out PBRnow.com. You can get all the latest there. Lots of other rodeos that are going on, too. You guys can go check out ProRodeo.com and find out just where you can find a lot of the best in the business. You know, there's still just under 2 months left in the season for the PRCA. So gives you guys a chance to get out and watch some of these events, see some of the top 15 as they make their way to Las Vegas in December. I know I certainly have enjoyed spending some time out there on the rodeo trail and watching these guys. So go check them out, guys. And you know what? When you guys are out there on the social media and you guys are communicating and talking about these rodeos, don't hesitate. Tag Making Eight. We want to know what you guys think about them. And we want to be able to share your thoughts. So make sure you guys post and tag Making Eight. If you're listening to us on the archives, hey, I wish you guys could be here to call into the show because we sure do want to hear your opinions. We want to know what you guys think about it. I may have stepped over, but I don't think I did. I think that we're trying to handle it the best way we can. It's just, it is. It's very discouraging to see what's happening out there in the media as they are out here, you know, covering these events. And it wasn't even a media outlet, really. It was, one sole guy. He got a YouTube video. And then he shared it, and it went viral. And, you know, everybody gets a hold of it, and they say, oh, my gosh. But it doesn't, it covers up the fact that, a lot of great things happen out there in this sport, more good things than negative things. And I don't even know how you can, some people may or may not take this as a negative thing, that situation that happened there in Missouri. Some people didn't. Some people support it, Now, for me to decide, I go back to my military days, when I agreed to serve the commander-in-chief without pride or prejudice. We try to maintain that same standard here for myself personally. My personal views don't reflect. I try not to talk about politics and religion, but sometimes they come out, and it's unfortunate this one got brought out the way it did. Hey, what do you know? We actually do have a caller on the line, so let's jump down there. 435, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hello there, Scott. This is Jim Lyles. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Jim. How are you, Mr. Rodeo Safety One?
Well, I'm doing good. I've been following this little controversy that has come up over the last couple of days, and I have a couple of things I'd like to say about it.
Sure.
First of all, it isn't what happened at the Clown Act itself that has caused a lot of the controversy, much like Shark and some of the other organizations that try to take pictures of things and blow them out of proportion. These same people have taken something like that and blown it out of proportion there in Missouri. The bad part is that companies and organizations that make their living off of the rodeo cowboy have elected to jump on board and immediately disclaim this young man for something that has been done for many, many years without supporting him. They should had they jumped in there and supported him and said, this is a clown act that has been done for many, many, many years, and there's no difference. Let's get behind him and let's move on.
Absolutely.
There would not be near the uproar had they done that.
I certainly agree with you, Jim. Now, let me ask you something. Have you been to a rodeo where they've used other presidents out there like that in those acts?
Oh, yeah. They've been doing that for 40 years.
Yes, sir. If not longer, right? I mean, they try to find things that are going on that can connect with the audience out there. And, you know, sometimes people don't agree with those things, but sometimes they get a laugh out of them. And I agree with them, and that's it. But, wow, you know, I hate to see it. You know, when I turn on the news in the morning and I see the Today Show has it all over there, it bothers me because, you know, Jim, despite what happened there in Missouri that goes on in at many other rodeos, there's so much more positive that happens at these events that nobody does speak of.
That's right. You know, it's a great sport, and these guys are out there making a living, telling jokes, and they tell jokes about the Mormons and the Catholics and the politicians and all of this. And the problem is that our people have gotten so sensitive to political correctness gone amok that you're not allowed to say anything or about anybody or any group without offending someone. And that's sad that we have to be in a position like that where we cannot speak our mind without being national news. And one of the things that I wanted to make, and I made it on Facebook also, is that the cowboy culture, whether it's rodeo or buckaroos or just ranching or horse shows, whatever, the whole cowboy culture has to stand together. We have a liberal media out there that would like to see us fall, that would like to outlaw rodeo, that would like to see all of what we do go away. And if we do not stand together, tightly together, and support one another, we will fall separated.
That's right. I agree with you 100%, Jim, and I want to thank you for that. Now, actually, while I have you on the line and we've got a few minutes left here in the show, I got to ask you, how are things going with Rodeo Safety One? Because, you know, some of the positive things that really are out there are the fact that you guys take such great safety measures, and one of them being is that Rodeo Safety One provides such great equipment out there for these rodeo events to take place.
Well, we've had a very good year. We're looking forward to going to the national finals and the world finals at PBR. We've got some new we always have to take some new equipment down to the world finals, PBR world finals, and then at the NFR, we're doing some special stuff for them this year. And we're going to have a booth at the South Point Casino. Rodeo Safety One, Lazy J Rodeo Safety Equipment will have a regular booth there. We've already got a booth at the convention, PRCA convention, during the finals, but we're going to have a regular booth there at South Point. So we encourage all of our folks to come by and visit with us and just stop and talk and introduce themselves. We picked up some very, very good rodeos this year that have elected to start using our equipment. Of course, showcasing that was the Calgary Stampede. And then we picked up Prescott, you know, the oldest rodeo, Prescott. And we picked up some other great rodeos. So we've had a good year, and we keep moving ahead and trying to redevelop our products to increase safety and you know, make it to where these cowboys can go down the road, stay on the road, and not have those nagging injuries and those concussions and broken ribs from horses rearing over backwards on them. So, but it's been a good year, and we're looking forward to 2014.
Well, great, Jim, and I look forward to you. I want to say thank you while we have you on the line for supporting Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we're great to so glad that we're able to help support you as well. And of course, it's always a pleasure. We enjoy your company. Can't wait to see you out there. Hopefully, there at the both the PBR and the Wrangler National Finals in Las Vegas.
Oh, we're going to be there, you know, for both of them the whole time. We're huge PBR fans, and so, you know, we'll be at every performance. Of course, we're huge rodeo fans, too, and we'll be out there for the whole deal. So looking forward to it. We enjoy what you guys are trying to do in your broadcasts, and we appreciate you supporting the sports, not just a rodeo, but a professional bull riding, the complete Western genre. And, you know, we need people like you out there to bring it out to the people. Some, you know, some of them sitting around watching TV or something now will pick up your show and listen to it and kind of keep apprised of what's going on in the industry.
That's right. That's right. And that's what we're out here to do. Well, thank you, Jim, for your call, and I hope you have a great day, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. All right, guys, that was Jim Lyles calling in. And, you know, like I said, he makes a lot of great points there. I certainly agree with a lot of that. So thank you, Jim, for sharing your voice and for speaking up about it. I think that more people should. But, fans, hey, we are fresh out of time here today on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Once again, tomorrow we're back to the PBR action. We're going to talk about things going on here in Tulsa. And, hey, who knows who we're going to have lined up for tomorrow. Hopefully we can get some guys that will be able to get on board with us. And you bet, you know, Jory can only run so far. We're going to see him there in Tulsa this weekend, so you can bet we'll give him a hard time. We'll have him behind the microphone to talk to you guys. So make sure to stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show every Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock Central Time, right here on MakingAradio.com, as well as KWBY 98.5, 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. Until tomorrow, rodeo fans, have yourself a great rodeo day.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio, but if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.